This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
3, 2, 1.
Do you know what I feel like doing?
Talking about my beautiful one and only championship belt?
I feel like kicking back, relaxing, and getting comfy. Welcome to the Get Comfy Lowdown. I'm your host, Kalo, as always, here to give you the lowdown on all things that are gold. I was going to do the gold member impression, but I'm going to butcher that. But I'm joined by my co-host.
What up, guys? It's BKS, the best kept secret, and the best left-right champion. Go watch Battle of the Brands on YouTube at Idiot's House. Okay, you know what I just realized? Before we talk about belts and talk about how WWE has some ugly, ugly belts, this belt is no longer on WWE Shop.
So, ooh, it's a rare collector's item now.
It's a rare collector's item, and I think it's losing its value since I'm holding it.
Fair enough. That could change soon enough on the Battle of the Brands.
Oh, yeah, when you win it.
Yes, hopefully. Fingers crossed. And then I'll pawn it off on eBay. Now, we're here today to talk about the new, grant you by the time this goes up, the recent unveiling of these new WWE titles, the World Heavyweight, whatever Undisputed Universal Unification of the World Championship Heavyweight Belt of the World on the Island of Relevancy. That is the whole title of the belt, by the way.
You pronounced it wrong. As an advocate of Paul Heyman, you pronounced it wrong. As an advocate to the wise man, Paul Heyman, it is the Undisputed Universal Championship.
There's that one. We're talking about the new women's heavyweight championship, championship.
It's whatever the world heavyweight, whatever title South is holding. He's holding the WWE World Heavyweight title.
Yeah.
So it's the women's World Heavyweight Championship.
And then the women's Undisputed Championship,
which is supposed to be the WWE Women's Championship, but they butchered it by naming it the Undisputed on the plate. But they called it, every time Asuka walks in, they're like, hey, look, it's the WWE Women's Champion. But on the belt, it says Undisputed, which is kind of incorrect.
Kind of incorrect. Now, let's start off with the belt I think we both like, but have one minor problem with.
My belt?
Your belt.
Damn it.
The WWE World Heavyweight Championship that is being held by Seth Rollins.
At the moment.
At the moment of recording. I like the belt. I like the design. As it stands right now, it is my favorite belt in WWE.
I wouldn't say that far.
Which one's yours?
The one that my boy's holding.
Austin Theory?
Austin Theory, yeah. The US title is growing on me.
I do like that title. I think that's great. So we're putting the world heavyweight to the side. That gets the pass. Now, right here. Getting back to the WWE Undisputed World Heavyweight Championship.
It's the Undisputed. No, you said it right. WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. Yes. Okay. I was ready for you to be wrong.
I sent you a while back. I sent you that one picture of what the belt could have been.
Mm-hmm.
It was the current WWE logo, and I get the branding. I get whenever they send this title to sports teams like the Denver Nuggets, who just won the NBA Finals. And I think there was another team that
The Super Bowl,
but the Vegas Knights just won the NHL Stanley Cup. I get they need the big logo, but they didn't even send the teams this belt. They sent the WWE Championship.
See, this is where I think they shouldn't done that, because WWE Shop, and I'm kind of upset that I didn't buy it. They have a replica, which I know you guys can't see, but it's like the real size belts like they use on TVs. They have a Boston Red Sox belt and they had at one point the Yankees belt, and then now it got shrunk to be minimized, like your tiny little belt that you have over there.
It's not about size, it's how you use it.
I'll show you how to use it. All right. If they did that, if they made just custom belts and put it on, like for the brand, what was the NBA team?
The Denver Nuggets. That was the NBA team, and the Vegas Knights were the hockey team.
Yeah, so if they just made a custom belt with that team on it, and then it's fine, and you can have their team logo with the WWE title, that's fine. You give them that. That's their own specific belt. That's great. Stop giving them your own belts so you can have your logo on it. You can have your logo on it and wear their custom belts.
Now, talking about Roman's title.
I gave you what could have been the Roman's title, which was instead of the WWE logo, was his Spider Emblem logo. I feel like that would be cool to give him a custom belt instead of a new belt.
I'm all for custom belts. I love them. I like Daniel Bryan's as much as people didn't like it. I thought it was cool tied to him, like him as a character. It was like sustainable or something. It was like made out of that rag or whatever, knapsack.
It's back in the shop.
The wood faceplate with all the turquoise. Roman's belt, I think, would have benefited from having that custom design, especially since, let's be honest, they were giving him this belt because he reached 1,000 days. And this was like his, like, hey, Roman, you did this. So here you go. Here's 1,000 days world champion. So there you go.
I sent Kev a Yankees replica title belt that they have on WWE shop. You think they should give sports teams like this, like how that, like their belts with their logo and their branding on it, instead of just having the WWE logo on it?
It's a cool concept, but it would also be awfully expensive to make these for the teams. Grant you, is money really an object for corporations
they just got bought? I don't know. It's
$550.
I'm thinking of buying it.
By all means. Take the wheel.
You can't tell me. You know I'm a Yankees. I'm a guy.
It looks great. And you are a Yankees fan. And I'm a Yankees fan too. But like $550 is where I draw my fandom line.
But here's the thing. If the Jets had it for $550, the same price, would you buy it?
I'm there day one.
You're dropping $550 for a Jet.
Not even blinking. You're talking to a man who just bought a Starfield controller, who's buying stuff left and right, not even thinking. Shoot first, ask questions later.
Ask questions never. I would buy this belt, and can you imagine if you get like Judge to sign this belt?
Oh, it's perfect.
And if you sell it back, you double your money, even triple it if it's like somebody like Judge or Jeter.
Stonks are up. But stonks are up. To get the stonks back on the market here, I don't like the yellow filling in Roman's title.
I hate it.
It's like they just didn't give this title any thought. I know they want the branding. They want the big WWE logo in the middle, and that's fine. But I've seen renders of this same exact title with like this gold etching where the gold is on this current title. The swoosh that is normally red on the title is black. I think this is such a clean look with this gold etching that would be like the world heavyweight, like as a background, and then the black swoosh. I think that looks great. I just think they executed this belt wrong and was kind of like a wet fart. It was like, also too, it's worth noting, this design that Roman is currently holding started off with The Rock holding that title.
With the logo of it.
It was the Scratch logo at the time. Yeah. But it was like technically that design. So it's that old. Before we continue the show, I wanted to take a little time to talk about Noom. Noom uses the latest in behavioral science to empower people to take control of their health for good through a combination of psychology, technology, and human coaching on their platform to help millions of users meet their personal health and wellness goals. A lot of people face pressures to change themselves to fit other people's expectations, and the more freeing solution is to find the things that work for you. Noom understands that everyone's weight loss journey is unique, and what works for someone else might not really work for you. That's why Noom's approach adapts to your lifestyle. It's flexible and focuses on progress, not perfection, allowing you to work towards your goals at a pace that's comfortable for you. And for me personally, that's huge. I know that I am not Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I know that I'm not getting up at 4 a.m. to go work out. But by using Noom and having that little more of flexibility and stability, it certainly helps with my journey here. Noom also makes it easy to start your weight loss journey and stay on track with personalized lessons that help you gain confidence and a practical knowledge, one-on-one coaching, and cognitive behavioral approaches that teach you how to be mindful of your habit. 75% of Noom weight loss users finished the program, and more than 60% of users that engaged with the program kept the weight off for a year or more. So start building better habits for healthier long-term results. Sign up for your trial at Noom.com/believe. Again, that is Noom, Noom.com/believe. BL.
It's really, that's like 2013, I want to say.
Just about.
Honestly, I don't know about that. Like I said, I would rather have him have a custom logo. Yeah. You're going to hate me for what I just saying to you right now. But no, I like, he should have just got a custom belt at that point.
I did see this Rey Mysterio, heavyweight championship.
I'm surprised you haven't bought it yet. It's cheaper than the Yankees one. It's only $500.
It's only $500. Yay. My life is saved. I've been saving for so long. But yeah, like I wish Roman got a custom belt. I think his reign warranted it. And let's address the fact real quick. He was there on SmackDown. Paul Heyman is still carrying around the WWE Championship and the Blue Universal Championship.
It makes sense for his gimmick. He's that narcissistic. You know what I mean? He was the one who wanted to hold the tag titles.
It does make sense. But yeah. Like, then what? Who wins what? When Roman gets pinned, if he does.
I feel bad for Paul, though. Paul's like, oh, God. Because the belts are heavy. He used to complain when he had to hold the WWE title whenever he was seeing. But can you imagine him just walking around every time like, okay, come on. I honestly think whoever wins it, the two titles, or at least you have the Undisputed Universal title and the Universal title retired. Because they, like we said, at the end of the Roman's reign, whoever beats him, the Universal title gets retired and the WWE title goes back. So yeah. I think technically this is Roman's custom belt. You retire the Undisputed Universal title and the Blue Universal title and you give him just the basic WWE title back because they said that lineage is on hold.
Do you think it's a redesign?
There might be a redesign. Oh, I think because you know when Kofi beat Daniel and the title was like under like veil, like, you thought a new title was gonna be coming for Kofi there or a new redesign, but it was just the same basic WWE title. I think it's gonna be something like that.
Okay, that's fair.
Because they're gonna be like, okay, people weren't feeling this title. Let's just give them back the old WWE title.
Now, I guess to transition, and it kind of works, are the women's titles, which are basically the same as the men's. The Raw Championship is for the women, is the World Heavyweight Design, and then whatever belt Roman is holding is the one for SmackDown.
Yeah.
I like, and this is just how aesthetics play out, I like the white with the gold. I like that look for that belt. The white strap, it looks gold nice. Background.
It looks nice. It honestly looks nice. It looks nice. I'm okay with it. It looks okay. I just don't like it with the black strap. And also, that title being 1,200, by the way, the Universal title. You should get that. You like the Universal title, right?
Sure. Yeah. Well, I love it. I love it that much. To spend $1,200 on it. No. That's $2,000. Oh, my gosh.
I got him. Who's I got him.
Buying this that there's six left?
Because I think these are the ones that are, like, used for TV.
Yeah, these are, like, the elite, like, whatever. Who's buying this? Who? I want to meet this person and befriend them.
And hopefully they'll buy me one.
Yes.
You know, if they had a title that I like, I'd probably get one.
You do you. You do you. Just
you tell me you won't get the...
Add a number two on that for me real quick.
Don't you have the WWE Elite Series belt?
No, I have like the
replica, the one like the universe. Yeah, that I have.
Yeah, yeah. Now, talking about the women's, I like the white straps. I think they look great. I think that they, in my heart, I think they should have done a different design for the women completely.
The one that Asuka's holding, or both titles?
Both.
Yeah, I agree with you too. But then you have, but then you know, WWE's like, what's put one that's red and one that's blue again. Then you're just back to square one when the SmackDown's title's on Raw and the Raw title's on SmackDown.
Yeah, I mean, like, they, for once, they got themselves out of a hole they dug themselves, as far as like what you said, the Raw and SmackDown Women's Championships.
And you thought they're going to just, here's the title, here's that title. They couldn't do that.
They couldn't. Like, that would be such a bad look. But yeah, I wish they would have done something for the women's belt. And I think potentially, do you think something's coming for the tag belts, or do you think they're still unified?
Because I don't know. I heard rumors that they're going to give them new titles. I think it's just they're waiting for the right time.
SummerSlam?
Maybe.
I'm also hearing rumors, while we're talking about tag titles and tag whatever, I'm hearing DIY versus Sami Zayn and KO is what we're looking at in the future.
But does Kevin Owens, no, sorry, is Johnny and Tommaso like best friends, or their friends again? Did they patch that over? Because I remember the last match they had was during the pandemic, right? The NXT takeover where Candice LeRae turned heel. Wasn't that the last singles match?
I gotta research that. Potentially.
I don't know. Like, unless Johnny Gargano comes up and helps Tommaso Ciampa getting beat down or something to make them be like, all right, we have to team up. Let's do it. I don't want them to be like, hey, you and I, whenever we were DIY, do it yourselves. Yeah. Yeah, let's do it ourselves again and win the titles. Give me Revival if DIY is coming back. Give me Revival. You can't tell me they wouldn't kill it.
They would.
Revival said that they were going to retire after the contracts at AEW, I'll be upset because I don't want DIY and Revival on the main roster. I'm going to do how you want it, Undisputed on the main roster. I want DIY versus the Revival on the main roster with Papa H. By the way, Papa H has yet to miss a pay-per-view.
True. Now, you're speaking of tag teams. You're speaking of NXT. I think it'd be remiss without mentioning they're combining the NXT Women's Tag Team Championships with the current tag championships.
I just got a phone call by the wise man. That title will now be called the WWE NXT Raw and SmackDown Undisputed Women's Tag Team Championships. Not really. I just don't know.
It's going to be on the bottom of the belt in like size 2 font to fit it all on there.
I missed this. I missed the nameplates on the titles.
Yes. Nameplates are key.
Yeah, but now they're like, oh, you get your custom side plates. Here you go.
I mean, it's kind of cool. I like AJ Styles ones.
Styles ones looks cool. I do. But I missed him to be like, yeah, this is my title. My name's on this. This is mine.
True. That is true. I'm kind of glad they're at least addressing the fact that they called up the NXT tag champs and... You know, they're not on NXT anymore. So, hey, it works. I just hope they actually treat that division right. But no.
I hope so, too. And with Uncle Michaels running it as general manager.
Uncle Howdy?
No. Maybe.
No. Raw Underground NXT. Be there.
Oh my God! What was it? Gable Stevenson's cousin? Oh, brother.
Gable Stevenson's on NXT.
Yeah, he was on Raw. He was supposed to be on Raw. He's like, boy, wasn't his brother? You said it's his brother, right?
It's his brother. Yeah.
He's the one who said, "Let me go." Was it the person that he's fighting that was like went to Gable Stevenson?
Yeah. No. The guy that is fighting Gable Stevenson's brother.
But who said I'll fight you? I'll bring back Raw Underground.
Honestly, didn't watch the segment. Just watched Gable Stevenson come back. And it's just like, okay, cool. That's a thing.
Does that mean Shane McMahon's coming back?
Oh, gosh.
The strippers coming back?
Save us.
Is Omos being the bouncer again?
Oh, no. What's his face? Commander Aziz. He was big on Raw Underground.
Dabba Kato.
Yeah, Dabba Kato. Whatever, you know. But to wrap things up, your favorite title in WWE. You said it was the United States.
Mm-hmm, because currently. You know what? Because it's A downtown. Woo.
I got to say, and it's really weird to say, I like the World Heavyweight Championship.
I was waiting for actually, you to say the
North American title. I'm a North American title guy.
That title hasn't changed, though.
Yeah. I'm just, I guess you know design
what, you know
wise.
What, you know what? The NXT Women's title.
That is a nice one. That is. It's a reflective and stuff.
I kind of wish they changed it now since they're not NXT 2.0 anymore. They're just NXT Gold and White.
Yeah. Although, I'll give AEW where credit's due, randomly just saying this. I like their title designs.
Oh, their title designs are beautiful. Like the war. If WWE's war title looks anything like AEW's title,
they look like championship belts.
Yeah, but you know how AEW still has their logo, their name on the war title? If WWE did it like that, granted, AEW took their credit from New Japan's war title at the time. Yeah. If the WWE did that for that war title, that would have been okay. Their TBS, their TNT title, mwah.
Amazing.
Phenomenal. The North American Shazam Atlantic title, whatever you want to call it, it's okay.
It's aight.
It ain't no European title, ain't no North American title. You know what it is? What it is, though?
What is?
It's not the Get Comfy Podcast.
You're right, because if you want to be a true champion, you'll listen to more episodes of the Get Comfy Podcast, Get Comfy Game Break, Get Comfy Lowdown, every single Wednesday, Friday, Sunday, 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on all major listening platforms like iTunes, Spotify, and of course, the Believe Network. I have been KLO, joined by the one and only,
the BKS.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.